This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Factor 75. Get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code MMA Nuts for $40 off your first 2 weeks.
Smart Home, an easy-to-use source for lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do-it-yourselfer can safely install. Get 10% off with code MMA Nuts 10.
123 Reg, save 15% off.com with code COM15MMA18.
Shield your mattress and pillows from allergens, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMA Nuts at protectabed.com. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 420.
420!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Hey, great! MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans. Welcome on Twin Series. And... what's going on?
You're going on, man. How's it going?
I don't know. Best day ever.
Best day
ever.
In the world ever.
Every day is every the best day ever.
Okay.
Every cool. day.
Tell me something I don't know, man.
Titty balls. Like them, lick them, love them.
Titty balls.
The three L's in life.
Those balls with nipples on them? What the hell's a titty ball?
It's like Paige Van Zandt titties.
Oh, fake breasts, you're saying.
Like elbows.
Ouch.
I don't like elbows.
I don't like fake breasts.
Unless they're being delivered into my skull at high speed.
Okay.
I like the awkward tone we're setting right now.
Shit's getting
you
weird.
You feel it?
I do. Can we change gears and talk about UFC?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we had a UFC over the weekend. Lewis versus Dos Santos.
How was your stream? Any hiccups?
No hiccups.
Solid. Better.
I didn't watch the... I watched the last three... the last three fights. Tim Means versus Nico Price.
That was fucking war?
Not really.
Yeah, it was.
Just kidding. It was great. No, you know what? I remember I was watching these guys, you know, during the walkouts, and I was like, Tim Means looks like he wants to get knocked out. I don't know why.
Maybe.
I just kind of had
He's
this feeling.
Bird.
And it did happen. Like, it was.
But he was winning.
He
right
was.
Up until he got knocked out.
He was.
He's coming forward. He's dominating.
Yeah, it was a good fight. I thought they went pretty. They just standing
he
in the pocket.
Hard in the paint, man.
That's it. It's great. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. It's all right.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
I saw that Ben Rothwell fight. I thought Rothwell did enough to win that fight. He lost the decision. I wouldn't call it a robbery, but I sure thought he won two of those three rounds.
Yeah.
He had that. He's such an awkward. He's almost the heavyweight version of Keith Jardine with how awkward. It's that herky-jerky shit. We haven't seen that in a while, but
yeah,
fucking Rothwell's been out forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you get to main event. Junior Dos Santos and the
Dos
Black
Santos,
Beast.
Dos Santos looking physically very fit, don't you think?
Yeah, I think his body is finally reset after USADA's come back into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it? I don't know how many years we are. We're well past two. I think you need two to get back to some type
He's
of
leaner.
Natural testosterone.
You know,
yeah.
Leaner, more cut up. Well, you know, looked good, like he was in great shape. And... I don't know, Lewis. I don't know. Just a little bit overmatched, I think.
Well,
in this fight.
I think Junior Dos Santos hit him with that spinning back kick to the body, and it like crumpled him. It looked like he was gonna shit his pants or something.
I thought he had a broken rib, but apparently not. It just took a hard shot to the body.
Yeah.
And I felt like Junior was kind of playing with him a little bit in the stand up too.
And the Black Beast was kind of playing too, because there was that point where he almost Scott Smith them, where he's like kind of down, and he comes in and cracks him and kind of dropped him. But
it's pretty crafty.
Yeah, I just Junior Dos Santos looks like he's coming back, mm-hmm. so maybe title shot. But Derek Lewis, I'm wondering, what the fuck's going on? He's not even durable anymore.
No,
it's the last few fights. He's always coming in, his back is injured. Now his body is weak. It kind of just looks like he's getting a paycheck now.
I don't like it. Might be. It's tough to stay at the top, though. So, I mean, the heavyweights take a lot of abuse. So, I had high hopes that he was going to end up, you know, kind of rising all the way to the top. I like his personality.
Mm-hmm.
He's exciting. He's entertaining. It's always funny. He's like, why are you not wearing shorts? My balls is hot.
Yeah. You know? And then we were really asking him. I think Karen Bryant and Michael Bisping were interviewing him. And they were asking him, why are you so calm all the time? Like, well, I'm usually high most of the time.
Wow.
All right. Okay, then.
Yeah.
I can see that. So
could you imagine doing interviews while you're high? That sounds fucked up.
No. Like, especially if you're in front of millions of people.
Right.
Right? You want to have your wits about you.
Maybe.
Again, just showing up for a paycheck, doesn't care.
Maybe you don't give a fuck. You're just like, I'm high as fuck.
Maybe.
Whatever.
I don't know.
All right.
So now there's talk of what happens with Junior Dos Santos. Because do you make a title fight for him?
I say you roll it. Why not? Let's do this.
Or Cain Velasquez. It's either Cormier or Velasquez. I don't. You're not going to have a fight Velasquez.
No,
again.
I like Cormier.
Cormier, I think.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Cain has already shown that.
We don't want that again.
No.
I don't know what happens the fourth time. I don't want to see four.
Unless right? It's for the belt, maybe then. But otherwise, I think he stole part of Junior Dos Santos' soul, beat him senseless.
Well, I would just kick his knee, right? If you're Dos Santos, just go right after the knee.
Is Cain even capable of fighting at this point?
Who knows? Everything went super silent with them, right?
Yeah, Junior looks ready to fight. Yeah. I think the chances of him fighting Cain are pretty low at this point. I'm going to go with Cormier. I like it. Or Brock Lesnar!
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of rumors of failed drug tests, right? Mm-hmm. So there was... I don't know if we want to go to conspiracy theories right now, but just a couple real quick.
Okay.
The Brock Lesnar, there's rumors of a potential, maybe he failed USADA, so that's why we never got the Cormier fight.
Ah.
And there's also a rumor of Colby Covington potentially failing a USADA test, and that's why that guy hasn't fought in forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't they have to report that though?
No, remember USADA said they're not going to disclose that stuff anymore.
Oh, that's right.
So he may be one of those guys that was in that, you know, potential got caught, but we're not saying anything about it.
Good point. I kind of like that they don't say anything.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should know. I don't think anybody should test.
Well, yeah, if you're going to test, but
just what do you call that? Not on your own reconnaissance.
On your own recollection?
No.
I recollect. No. Your own accord?
Something like that.
Your own free will?
You ask someone, hey man, have you been taking the steroids? They say no.
Honor system?
Something like that. But there's a word that I'm trying to think of, but I can't quite get it.
Are you thinking of penis?
I'm thinking of reconnaissance, but it's not. That's not the word.
Reconnaissance?
That's not to make any sense.
Wow.
Your reconnaissance? Fuck it. I don't know.
We're having a meltdown. Change the subject.
We're having a stroke.
He's just literally.
He'll be out there, though.
Dying out in front of us. Let me help you out. I'll change the subject. All right. Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Arrested in Miami today, early.
Okay.
5 a.m. for smashing a fan's cell phone and yelling obscenities at him. Apparently, this guy was trying to take his photo in Miami at a club. I mean, you're out at 5. Nothing good happens at 5 a.m. when you've been out drinking all night. Nothing good comes out.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably allegedly more than drinking, I'd venture to say, maybe a little cocaine.
Smashed a cell phone, got himself in trouble, apparently got arrested, and there is a bond, which I think he just tweeted some shit out about a couple hours ago, so he's out about 12.
That's 12. Some trumped up charges, grand larceny, and that's just bullshit.
Yeah, he got two felonies,
Isn't he on probation right now, too? That's probably not a good
thing. There's two felonies, yeah. They're both felonies. Right. Strong-arm robbery and criminal mischief. That's what I was looking for.
He fucking took a cell phone. I mean,
technically.
If he takes your cell phone, are you pressing charges?
Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. I've chased down people for stealing a cell phone.
Well, I mean, plus, if it's me, all right, I'd be like, dude, you can't touch my cell phone.
No. You're not a man enough to hold your cell phone and keep it away, get it back from him.
Well, maybe they're all drunk and it's just kind of got lost in the scuffle. But I mean, he's a little guy,
right?
So,
but he could judge distance really well, so he probably snuck in, got it, and got back out.
Yeah,
he's too quick, man. He can't get
super
it
fast.
I'm pressing charges.
All right, well, I'll press charges too.
And then you're gonna settle out of court for a large sum of money.
I'm gonna send him dick pics. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Good.
So he would know.
Good on you, man.
So he would know.
Let him know who's the boss.
That's right. You want to slap my
soul? Who's the boss, my dick? In your face. 24/7. So I saw they had the early pay-per-view results in, like the buy rate for UFC 235. They're estimating between 520 in 650.
That low?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be over a million for
yeah,
sure.
I was in there, 550. We'll see.
You're so accurate.
I don't know why. It's just a gut feeling of number.
He's feeling it in his gut. He knows things. You know things that people don't know.
I do know things.
There was one time, don't you have books on being psychic or something? Mm-hmm. Or knowing things?
Yeah. See? I used to work on it.
I have a question.
I don't work on it.
Did you know you were going to buy those books? Did you feel it? Did you feel it?
Felt it.
So as you go to a psychic, you're like, did you know I was going to be here today?
I've never gone to one, have you?
Oh, yeah. A couple times.
And
it's kind of creepy. It's to the point where I feel like either A, they know some shit about how to tell us things where it could be interpreted many ways, or some people are really fucking
I think it's both. I think there's some people that are shysters, and I think some people actually have some gifts.
Because there's a person that I, on my birthday every year, I reach out to, and I'm like, hey, let me know how the year's going to go. And the last 2 years, pretty fucking accurate. Like, almost, it's scary how accurate. So, it's a little bit weird. I don't know how she does it, but she does. So.
They know things, man.
They know things, yeah. I believe in that stuff. The afterlife, you know? We'll be doing the show in the afterlife. It'll be you and me. And
yeah, this goes on forever. It just never ends, man. It's just 50, 60 years.
What's hell?
There's no end rate.
Hell will be when you die and all you can do is watch our show only. That's it. Over and over again.
You'll be
stuck in hell. It's me and Matt. It's not even all the episodes. It's just one episode over and over again.
Yeah, the first one.
the
worst one. They just keep running that one over and over.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. Look at these guys.
My
They're
son actually...
scared.
The other day, I was like, Dad, I went on YouTube and I saw you and Matt. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
First of all, you can't watch that. He's like, no, I didn't really watch it, but you look so old now. And I was like, what the fuck? You were so young.
This is in nine years. I think we started January of 2010.
Yeah, we do look way younger. I don't think either one of us had beards.
Well, the beards add a good 10 years of seasoning.
But our balls are bigger now.
Right.
Larger
Maybe.
Balls. we're wiser, older,
right.
Older and wiser. I'll
That's what it's all about.
Over young and dumb.
Sure,
right?
Yes, young,
right.
Dumb, and full of cum.
Well, thank you.
Point Break.
That's right.
This weekend, Darren Till versus Jorge Masvidal.
Ooh,
only fight of interest that I care about on that card.
Where is this being played?
London.
On what channel?
Good question.
ESPN Plus.
One of those.
If it's ESPN, I'm fucked. But if the ESPN
Plus. I still don't like that. That the app. See, that's where DAZN has the advantage. You don't need a fucking subscription to a channel.
Bullshit. Yeah.
They should just charge you a couple dollars extra then, right?
I think they have a cable company deal that's probably preventing that.
Yeah, but it's fucking bullshit. Because if it was any other streaming service, you would get that and you'd be able to watch it. You know?
Well, I think a lot. The interesting thing is too, like Hulu and Netflix and stuff are starting to bundle their stuff with a lot of weird things, like cell phone plans, other things like this. So I think there's a big game going on between streaming and cable.
Yeah,
you know, if Comcast was smart, they'd just figure out some.
They're
way
not. To, they're just trying to whore, and rape everybody.
The cable box is going bye bye. I think you're gonna get a streaming internet service box, and there'll be just be apps.
That's the future. I hate that. I love cable from the. Ease of use.
True.
You know, I want everything in one spot. I don't want to have to keep dialing here, there, have a million different subscription plans. I know any of it might be cheaper. I like everything in-house.
Yeah.
It used to be cheap. There used to be a time where I could have cable and internet and it was under $100 a month.
Yes.
For fucking everything.
But now they have a picture of you on their wall. Like, if this man calls, do not give him any deals.
Well, now they get a lot more aggressive with They're just, no, fuck you sometimes. Yeah. Cancel then. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I don't have any other options in my area. There might be now, but the last time I checked, it was Comcast or nothing.
Oh, I just got AT&T Fiber and TV.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking
Did
about...
Did you test it yet?
My neighbor has it and says that it works really well. I'm thinking about maybe switching just to get... Because I'm not a huge Comcast fan. But
no,
they're so they're reliable, but it's just like, I don't like giving my money. I'm thinking about it. And then you can wrap it in with your cell phone plan. Cool.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
Consider it. Test it out.
Maybe. Depends if I renew my lease. But what else? BJ Penn versus Clay Guida in randomness.
Oh,
targeted for UFC 237 in Brazil. I don't know whose stupid-ass idea this is, but I don't want to see that. Do you want to see that?
Well, he's going to lose, BJ Penn. But is there a fighter that we can give him that he can even beat at this point? I don't know if there
Diego
is.
Diego Sanchez.
No, I'm kidding. No, he's fighting Damian Maya at 170.
Yes, I know. That's, I was going to get there next. But
and he MMA Junkie said, they reported that Diego Sanchez promises finish of Damian Maya with Dirty Sanchez wrestling in their fight.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No.
I see this fight being over in about 2.5 minutes. And
well, I don't know. I think that one will go to a decision, but I think Maya... Oh, I don't know. Sanchez is on a roll.
Yeah, but Maya can strike a little bit. You don't think you can take him down?
Diego? Well, Diego's a decent wrestler.
Yeah, but... I mean,
and he's really good in the scramble, so I think he's going to be a handful for Maya.
You don't think he'll be able to get a hold of him?
I'm going to fucking take Sanchez.
Whoa!
At 170, no cutting weight? Yeah. The cardio machine, he can gas out Maya.
I think Maya will be on top the whole fight and probably finish him inside of 3 minutes. That's what I think.
We'll agree to disagree.
Thank you.
Now let's go back to BJ Penn. Who the fuck can BJ Penn beat at this point in his career?
He can beat me.
He can't beat.
I could go out there.
Wow. That's not a fair fight.
Well, maybe, though. I don't know. Never know. I haven't trained in a while. But.
Well, we know why, because they don't give a fuck about legends. He should not. I guess maybe that is a fair fight when you think about how long has Clay been around, how long has BJ been around.
Long time. 15
it's
years or whatever.
It's fucking disheartening.
Right? 20 years?
It's been a while. It's disheartening. And then we were talking about that Paulie Malignaggi. They said he just joined the Bare Knuckle Boxing League.
Ooh.
And Artem Lobov also joined that league.
Uh-oh.
So now this is a way to get to Conor McGregor. So there's talk of, you know, maybe these two guys are going to bang it out, and then maybe Conor will come in. But
Bare Knuckle Boxing?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. I love it because now you have a legitimate boxer going in there. And how do you think he's going to fare in there with these fists and not these big-ass boxing gloves?
Well, I wonder that because he can't protect himself now, you know, with that. So... It's an interesting thing, and that's why MMA is so interesting, because there's really not, I mean, I forgot who said it before, there's not really blocking. You have to evade the punches. You mm-hmm. can't really block so well.
No,
so
you can't just put up a fucking shell defense.
No, I mean, he still has offense, but obviously, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see.
Well, I can guarantee you what's going to happen. It's called two broken hands on the first two punches he throws, because if you're not used to throwing with nothing, like the first bare-knuckle boxing, I think, three of the fighters broke their hands. Everyone's hands get all busted up.
Is there a way to prevent broken hands?
In bare knuckle?
Yeah.
Don't punch as hard.
Oh.
So it's really, you got to choose your shots wisely. You can't just be, you got to be economic with what you're throwing and where you're throwing and when you're throwing.
Good point.
You can't just go, right. And now you've ruined your weapons because you can't do the Uriah Faber and go to elbows.
Right.
You can see your collar tie and ring them up. But I like this experiment. I want to see the pro boxer in there. And then I also want to see, like, what's going to happen down the road, because will you eventually get to a Conor McGregor? I don't think they can afford a Conor McGregor.
You think he'll ever bare knuckle box? That's insane.
Why not? He did regular boxing, and there's beef between these guys.
True.
But I wonder if you could get a UFC-sanctioned bare-knuckle boxing kind of thing.
Maybe.
I know, because Dana was talking about, we're going to do all this boxing.
Hmm.
You know, could they do and why couldn't they just do an offshoot special rules fight? They'd have to do it in one of those weirdo states like Kentucky or wherever the
Kentucky.
Fuck we're fighting.
Totally
I forgot.
Kentucky under the bus.
Where we're fighting.
Oklahoma, Nebraska? No, Arkansas. Was it Arkansas?
I don't remember, but it's... There's like two,
Alabama.
I think two or three states. Yeah.
It's down there somewhere.
Bumblefuck, South Side.
Dothan, Florida.
Yeah. Alabama.
Alabama, sorry.
So that, and then you see Triple G signed with DAZN when we're talking about all these.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a 6-fight deal, yep. And they said he's going to make 8 figures per fight. And I want to say there's some guy who is funding DAZN. That's a billionaire, and I think he had $20 billion. So they are flushed with cash. So they can do everything, but where's the end game here with all the combat sports, right? So you have ESPN doing the whatever we talked about a few weeks ago, UFC, Professional Fighters League. I thought they signed someone else. And then you have DAZN with Bellator and all these other fucking boxing guys.
Mm-hmm. Fight Pass.
Right. What's the end game? Just have all the content? And where's that point? Like, are you going to break even? I mean, ESPN seems to be claiming, fuck, we're making so much with... And I thought one of these guys was saying they're using... Maybe it was ESPN. Was going to try to use UFC as a loss leader.
Oh, really?
To get bring people subscribers. In? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what the end game is here.
Mm. It's a race to zero, it sounds like.
Well, if you got a billion or 20 billion, you can fucking try to put everybody else out of business.
Yep.
We'll see. What else is going on?
Well, we got Valentina Shevchenko defending her flyweight title against Jessica Eye at UFC 238 on June 8th
That'll
in beautiful
well.
Downtown Chicago, Illinois. We should maybe consider going to that event if we can. That'd be fun. Let me see.
Shevchenko.
June 8th.
I'm going to say you're going to have your kids.
Fuck! I do have my kids that weekend.
Every numbered card you have
Everyone,
your kids.
Fuck. This is not the year for me. Every numbered card and every concert I want to go to this year, I have my kids this weekend. So, that weekend. So, it's just how it's... Maybe I'm supposed to stay home. Is that what the message is?
Maybe.
Go to your home!
Something like that.
Maybe I can make arrangements. We'll see. So, I don't know. And that is all I have for news, sir. What do you
say? Pro Fight League is going to debut a women's lightweight division. So you have Kayla Harrison. She's like their number one fighter at 155. And now they said Sarah Kaufman's coming over.
Ooh.
And I think they're going to do the tournament again starting up. So... I forgot. They filled out a roster of chicks at 155.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, that's great.
Why not?
Like Why it. Do you force a cyborg to cut to 45? Or
She's been awfully quiet lately, too. No comment.
Well, I don't know. I thought that was the last fight on her contract. So I don't know if we're signing there. Or if I was her, I might consider going over to the PFL. Because I know that other chick wants to fight her. The Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Or bare knuckle boxing?
I don't know. And I'm worried about the cyborg after suffering a brutal knockout.
She's going to have a mental breakdown?
Brutal knockout like that after you've been so dominant. I mean, she seemed like she handled it as a professional afterwards, right?
Not like Ronda Rousey, for example.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'd like to see. There's a rumor, did you hear this one, of Cowboy versus Nate Diaz 2 at 185?
Whoa, no, I've not heard
this. Yeah, they were talking some shit, and they're just talking about 185.
Are they both on some kind of weird diet?
I don't know.
Don't know about?
Well, it's called, let's not cut anywhere.
Okay, let's just get high and fight at natural weight.
Like, that's crazy, man.
Wow.
Trying to scroll through all the notes. There's a lot of, like, stuff going on. Dylan Danis is going to fight at the Allstate Arena again.
Really?
Just fought out here on the Fedor card. It's on May 11th. His opponent is 3-2.
Okay.
Max Humphrey. I don't know what to make of that. I just thought it was
Guess
weird.
Guess when if I have my kids on May 11th or not.
Huh?
Guess if I have my kids.
Do.
I do. That's so funny.
Luke Rockhold, knee surgery back in June or July. And here's a good matchup. They said the UFC is going to book Alexander Gustafsson versus Anthony Smith.
Ooh.
That's an interesting fight. I think Gustafsson said if he loses, he's retiring.
Makes sense to me.
Because he just doesn't have it anymore.
He may not.
He may not. You fight John a couple times, it'll change you.
It does.
Let's go to some video.
Uh-oh.
Let's pull up a hockey fight.
There we go.
This fucking shit.
Whoa, there's a lot of people in this video.
And judo takedown.
I like it.
Apparently, that does not fly in hockey.
It goes like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
We don't do this.
Time out.
We don't do this.
No. That's like the one I sent you with the crazy guy who was beating everybody up.
Yeah, I love that
one. I feel like they're fighting a lot more now all of a sudden. What happened?
No, it's the minor leagues. I forgot what the percentage is. So The NHL fighting is way down, but the AHL, the like feeder league for the NHL,
IHL,
fighting
AHL.
Is still pretty high. Like you're almost guaranteed a fight
every time
a game. Yeah.
Okay.
So like, if you go watch the Wolves, they're pretty much fighting, which is nice. Because we're missing out. How about some tweet of the week?
Excuse me.
So Cindy Dandos, I don't know how to say the last name. So she tweets this one out. So this is happy International Women's Day to every badass woman on this planet. And then post a picture of herself. And, hang on. All right, I like it to right there. And then if I keep scrolling, I don't like it to there.
Too skinny?
Yeah. I like meat. Is that okay?
It's okay with you. I like that, though.
You're in?
I'm in.
Okay. I'm out.
Solid.
There's too much.
Could be a bad angle.
Too skinny for me.
Too skinny?
But I like the back. I like the muscle tone.
Skinny. She needs to work on legs and butt a little.
Yeah, squats all day.
Squats all day. That's all right.
Okay.
Everybody's different, you know?
Charlotte Flair. I don't follow this WWE shit, but she had a tweet. And she's talking to Ronda Rousey in her tweet. She says, can someone please remind Captain Badass here that her last two fights before coming to WWE ended with her unconscious and sobbing in the cage. 4 years ago, you were untouchable. Now, not so much.
Good point.
I like it. I don't think anybody has talked that kind of shit to her.
No.
And lived to tell the tale.
She'll probably die.
Well, I'm just imagining Rhonda crying, thinking about it.
Yeah. They're going to have to orchestrate some sort of a feud and then have Rhonda win by glorious victory.
Yeah. I don't even know if she's lost yet in the WWE. I haven't followed it.
I don't know either.
I still will argue to say I don't think she can handle a fake loss.
a fake loss.
Yes.
You can't have this.
So,
I'm losing my mind.
You can't talk to me about this. I'm not doing any more interviews or press, you fuckers. Yeah.
So sad.
And then TMZ with the last one, it says, TMZ Sports, it says, UFC's Brian Ortega training Holly Berry. We're going to drill her hard. That's so they're going in. That's the story.
With a smiley face, too?
Yeah.
He looks happy. That one wins for me.
All right.
It's got to be that one. That's pretty solid. I wonder if he meant to do that.
Well, TMZ knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right? And then, did you see this guy getting a tattoo? I don't know where this fits in, but I need some volume here, so hang on. Is this how you get a tattoo?
Come on.
All
right.
Hang on.
Oh my God, seriously.
While he's holding his girl's hand.
Really?
Are you kidding me right now? For real? No, man.
Monica!
Serious? Yeah. Not a joke?
No. That's a scream of pain, but
yeah.
Are you not man enough to take it? Just fucking take it.
Well, the place I go, Noodles Tattoo, in Warrenville, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I love that place.
Shout out.
Big fan. But no, that would not fly. Because
when
he was doing my elbow, at one point I'm like breathing like this really hard.
Yeah.
He goes, dude, you're fucking distracting me. Will you just
Man
up or something? Like, stop being a bitch. I'm like, you're an asshole. Like, this fucking hurts. He goes, I know it hurts. I told you it was going to hurt.
Yeah.
So he's being half funny with me, but he's like, dude, seriously, you're distracting me. Stop making those noises. Just breathe and take it. You're going to be okay. But no, this is really, on my whole body, this is really the only part that really was just like, ooh, that's a little tender there. Don't recommend the elbow, but that, it looks like, I mean, the wrist,
I don't know
the
where
wrist
he
is
was
nothing.
Going.
It's
I couldn't
it's
see.
Nothing, man. So you don't feel shit. That's funny, though. I bet you they get that a lot.
Probably.
Right?
Let's go CTE or stupidity. Hang on. We're going to have to restart
what are we
here.
Looking at here.
Hang on. Paige VanZant is in the next swimsuit issue for Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So she's talking about her trials and tribulations of being in said issue.
So yeah, compared to fighting, this actually, I'm getting the thigh workout in some of these shots. This is a whole different kind of hard. So much respect for models out there.
CTE or stupidity here?
I
it's hard.
It's hard.
making poses, right?
We should probably, you probably have to hold them for a while or something. Maybe it's difficult to hold a pose, you know? Like,
strike a pose, man.
You know, it's hard pose to hold.
Apparently.
I don't know.
BYB Extreme presents the Brawl for It All, April 5th at the Cheyenne
Center
in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Watch boxing and MMA athletes compete in professional bare-knuckle brawling matches inside BYB's Trigon Cage.
The most powerful fighting league.
Featuring pro boxers and MMA fighters from around the globe, plus fighters from the original Backyard, featured in the hit documentary Dogfight. Brawl, watch it live, April 5th on pay-per-view.
Oh, we should look at Dogfight. The D-A-W. G, not D-O-G.
The fucking Trigon. Crazy people. I don't know what the hell to make of that.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. It might be all right. You might like it.
Maybe.
I guarantee you, you're going to watch that. I already know. He's watching it.
Maybe.
For sure.
I like to watch the first event of a lot of these things because the first one's usually the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. When everything starts, you don't know how it's going to work. You don't know how a Trigon is going to affect the dynamics in the ring or the cage or whatever the fuck that is.
Right.
So you need to see it play out. Here's a conspiracy theory for you. Mm-hmm. I heard this one. It said, Tyron lost on purpose so Askren could fight for the title while placing a huge bet on himself to lose in a fight where he was finally the favorite. What do you think on that?
Ooh, that's a smart move of that, man. Do you think he did lose on purpose?
There could be some legitimacy to that. I think he just didn't show up for the fight. But
that's more likely. He put like a Pulp Fiction. Remember Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction? Bet on himself to lose?
Yeah.
Maybe he did one of those.
This sounds like a conspiracy theory that Tyron put out himself to try to save face.
Yes. Could be. That makes sense.
So, move right along.
Ass the nuts?
Ass the nuts.
All right.
Why do Cody, there's a lot of tattoos in the show. Why do Cody Garbrandt and TJ Dillashaw have essentially the same tattoo of their girl in a tiger headdress? So you have, and I don't know who had which one first. Oh, Jesus Christ. What did we do here?
This one.
That? Mm-hmm. Thank you. We'll go this way. So here's TJ Dillashaw's. It's on a thigh.
That's his girlfriend?
No, that's him. But yeah, the picture is his wife or girlfriend. I'm assuming he's married.
That's weird.
And now here's Cody Garbrandt. Essentially the same fucking tattoo.
That's weird.
Should we get matching tattoos? Like, who would fucking do that? I don't get that.
I wouldn't put a girl's face on my body anywhere.
Never.
Number one.
Never.
Because they come. Names. They come and they go.
And faces. That's right.
So who knows? I mean.
He's got no love, Ingo, but apparently he's got enough love to get his woman tattooed on there.
I got no love.
Why? Just why?
I don't know. You not put a woman's name or a face on your body because they come and they go.
And what's the point of the face inside?
The tiger?
Yeah.
Maybe like he's a tiger and he's just eating her. Just like devouring her. Just like, whoa. Right. Getting crazy.
That's dark. I like it.
Dark and decrepit and just devouring, destroying shit, you know? Murdering shit. I don't know.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yes.
Donald J. Turner asks, do you guys have any thoughts on the pat-down that refs do before letting a fighter enter the cage? Checking fingernails? I get it, but behind the ears, etc.?
Or grease.
Yeah, make sure there's no fucking toothpicks.
Toothpicks behind the ear?
Yeah.
Grease behind the ear.
Sometimes they have grease. Yeah. GSP. BJ Penn. It's like, they got the grease.
Threw it all over myself.
And I think they like to grab guys in the cack. Don't they do a little
cup check?
Cup check. What do you got going on there? I think they do that to the ladies, too. What do you got going on there? I don't know if you can do that.
All sweaty balls.
The guys. Yeah. Like, hey, man, what are you doing?
Bend over, let me check your anus.
Body cavity search number 3.
Sure you don't have any toothpicks up in there.
Whoa.
Fisting. No, he's fisting the anus.
Oh, you go in like this or you go in like that? I don't want to know.
No
Keep it to yourself.
No comment.
Keep it to yourself.
There's many ways to enter.
Oh, stop it.
Only one way to leave.
It's like two men enter, one man leaves.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Only if you had a prosthetic arm. and or fist. You just put that in there. I'm going to retrieve that later.
Oh my goodness. What are we talking about here?
Kevin Jonas. So far, I think the ESPN deal is paying off for the UFC. There's a lot more opportunity to grow talent on smaller cards. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I'm not sure that's true.
Well, I think there's a million more casuals watching now. You've opened it to a huge audience.
That's a good point. Yeah. Maybe they'll buy pay-per-views.
And yeah, I think it's going to translate at some point. But even just they won some time slot on ESPN. I don't know.
On the regular channel?
Yeah, I don't know if they ever did that on Fox. But you're also putting the highlights in the top 10 list. And sometimes people are just watching the SportsCenter top 10.
Yeah.
So I think it's all a good thing. Michael Brooks asked, Till or Masvidal, who you got? Masvidal all day!
Oh, that's a tough one. I like Till.
I like Masvidal. He's tough as fuck.
Yeah.
He lets off the gas sometimes. That's his problem. Mm. Like, he's winning, and then he tries to coast sometimes. Mm. And then he loses a decision where he was clearly winning the fight. So
yes.
Hopefully you fix that. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time! # Nuts Roll, # Matt Rape Train, # Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather take one pill a day to get all your nutrients and feel full, but never really eat anything again? Or eat whatever you want, but never really feel full? Well, I already know what that is, and I don't want that.
The second one?
Yeah. That's like getting high, and then you get this insatiable hunger that you can never put food into.
The question is, would I never gain weight? If I never gain weight, I'll take the food. I'll just eat like crazy. Eating shit.
Dicks. Just dick. So just eating them all.
Now he's talking about dicks. Are they sauteed dicks? Slow roasted? Maybe
they're smoked.
Salt and pepper on them?
They've been smoked.
Smoked dicks.
12 hours. Like 180 degrees.
Nice thick brisket. Yeah. Some barbecue sauce.
A little barbecue sauce.
A little coleslaw on the side. Mm-hmm. Can have some cornbread.
Some little baked beans.
Chop it up nice and
bacon,
fine.
Bacon.
It's perfect. I'm down.
Would you rather face your biggest fear, getting traumatized and not getting paid, or lose a UFC fight to CM Punk in humiliating matter and getting paid?
I'll get paid all day long.
Yeah, CM Punk.
Give me the money.
Do whatever he wants.
Whatever.
Within the rules.
Within the rules. No anal gang rape, please.
That costs extra.
That's
depends
more.
Depends what state you're in. That's right. Unless you're in Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm going to need $1 million for that, at least. Maybe two.
Yeah. We got to penetrate my ass.
On national TV. Give me a couple million.
I'm gonna need like
call
10,
it a day.
$10.
$10? Okay.
Would you rather be remembered for 10 years after you die or be remembered forever? But for something terrible you did. If so, what is the terrible thing you did? Be creative. I want to run an elderly fight club / strip club.
I like it. Elderly strip club, whoa.
Yeah.
Probably make some money doing
Fuck
that.
Fuck yeah. And I'm going to be distributing Cialis's. But the Cialis is, they're going to cost you like $1,000. Pop.
Expensive.
Yeah, but you're going to be doing lots of fucking. All
right.
And lots of work. You could be doing work, you'd be fucking, fighting, and maybe I'll let you eat.
Wow.
And maybe I'll give you your dentures back.
That's horrible, man.
Maybe I won't push you down the step. I see a lot of broken hips in the future. A lot of these old fuckers, like on the pole. Phyllis to the main stage. Phyllis.
Oh my God! Like
a Dolores.
Dolores. Barbara.
Oh, the smell
Patricia.
Of it.
Patricia.
It's gonna smell delicious.
I don't even want to think about it. I can't even possibly top that what you just said. So I'm not even gonna try. Oh man! Unless I get really.
I'm just doing God's work over here.
Okay. Letting old people fuck, fight, and.
It's basically whatever they want. I'm not like I'm not giving them drugs. I'm not being the
you said Cialis.
Heroin dealer.
Cialis for that firm cock.
That's what it's all about. Sorry. Maybe they fight with the hard cock. You take the Cialis, then you get in there.
It doesn't work like
two
that.
Two men enter, one man leaves. That's go.
A, you got to have fluffers in between rounds.
Yeah, yeah. Move right along.
Ooh, that'd be good. Instead of fighting, they could be fucking, like, fucking competition. Whoever comes first loses or something. He's like, now you're getting weird.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Sorry.
Everything was going great, and then you had to throw that fucking knuckleball in. Nobody likes a knuckleball pitcher, Ingo. Nobody.
Okay, moving on.
Would you rather be a female? Oh, would you rather be in a female jail for 5 years full of MMA female fighters that would abuse you?
Sexually?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm in. Or be in a coma for 10 years dreaming the greatest dream of all time. But the most glorious sexual fantasy you can have.
I will take the abuse.
As long as reality.
Sexual abuse, please. Lots of rape.
On me.
On me, that's right, what I mean. Right. Like, just using me for their own Christ. Pleasure.
Oh.
What's happening?
I fucked everything up for a second. This Chromebook is being a cunt. Or actually, it's not the Chromebook. It's Google Drive. Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition number 36, female wrestlers number 16. Let's start with AJ Lee.
Okay. Whoa.
Weird neck. I don't quite like that, but
weird neck.
I will throttle something. Charlotte.
All right. Let's wear off the blondes, man.
And then Layla.
Oh, we're going to have to kill Charlotte, bang Layla, and marry the first one.
Strike that or reverse it. Well, this wildebeest is definitely dead, Charlotte. I'm marrying Layla. She's going to do work.
Layla's got you on. You on her knees.
And then I will throttle Miss Lee.
Okay.
See good things in her future.
Yeah.
Oh. And
nothing but technical difficulties in the show.
I'll just fix that in post. Fuck all this technology, all right?
Don't jinx us. Everything's working. The important parts are working as of right now.
Cock and balls. It's all you need. Knowledge. You got anything?
Not this week, sir. I do not.
Did you see this Conor McGregor float? This is the thing of nightmares, man. I don't know what country this was in. Malta.
It looks creepy.
Yeah.
What is he holding? Like
a pint of ale. Wow. It's definitely McGregor because you can see the McGregor tattoo and that bullshit. But his arms like in a gank, awkward. Look at me, I'm Conor McGregor.
That's actually pretty good.
Fuck you, weirdo.
Like a little leprechaun kind of thing going on.
Just say something, but I can't say it. Uh-huh. And the Division 2 is out.
Yeah, how's it?
Pretty fucking sweet right now.
You like
killing
it?
Fools left and right. They guess this time the enemies are very tactical. They're always trying to get you from behind.
Ah.
So you gotta be real careful of where you are in a room, and especially if it's two levels, they're always finding a way to get behind you and fuck you up.
Okay.
Bad.
I'm looking forward to playing that a little bit, maybe starting Thursday.
I guess, word.
Through my schoolwork.
And then we're off next week. Where are you going?
I'm going to Europe. I never mentioned this before, but if you want to check it out, you can go to my Instagram at Ingo Weigold. I'll post pictures and mostly of my cock, but you know.
Cock balls, all the gay sex you like, have on vacation.
All the gay sex is just nothing but gay sex. That's all. If you're into that, you know, at
I'm
Ingo Weigold.
I'm just not even going to eat food. I'm just going to eat dicks.
That's right.
See how that works out for
barbecued
a week's vacation.
European dick.
How many days? Or
7 days.
And what countries are you hitting?
Germany, Spain, and Hungary. Going to Budapest.
Are there illicit zones to visit in said places?
I don't know, but I'm going to try to find them. We get crazy.
Oh, nice.
What kind of illicit zones?
I don't know. Drugs?
Drugs.
Prostitution?
Drugs, prostitution.
Prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
Whatever is on the list.
Prosciutto in the sound. What?
I hear prosciutto is good in the Germanys and Hungary.
You get some bratwurst or some schnitzel.
Yeah.
In Germany. Yeah.
It's some blood sausage.
Ooh, I don't like blood sausage.
I've never had it. It just sounds cool.
Disgusting, man.
Made with blood.
Well, it's just gross.
Hey, fuck everybody who makes blood sausage. Yeah. Fucking assholes.
It's like Polish people that? Have the blood soup. It's like a duck blood soup. That's a Polish duck.
Why? We don't need to use every part of everything anymore.
Because it's Poland and they drink the blood. Make you manly.
Got other shit for that.
Like what?
Testosterone.
Testosterone.
I don't need blood. unless it's the blood of...
Virgin? Virgin blood.
Now you're selling me. Now it's sold. What country do I need to go to Poland?
First period virgin blood. Wow.
I think you can get that in Kentucky.
I just said that. Of course you can.
Yeah.
Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
Only in Louisville? Is that Kentucky?
Sure.
I think. No. Anyway, let's get out of this.
Mason Dixon.
Getting deeper. So 2 weeks. We'll see you. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing. Later.